Everybody to commission meeting. We have Brian Raymond and Kim Sikorsky on virtually. It's 9:25. There was a little bit of delay, but we're ready to go.
It was road construction.
That added to it. Okay, would everybody join in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would you like to, there's no minutes today, so would you like to, I need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we go in and out of the RDA agenda.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we go in and out of RDA. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, issue updates.
We've got who online and for the record.
Well, Corey Auger's now online. I told that before.
Okay.
So welcome. I've introduced all but Corey. Okay, we're on issue updates. I guess we're got a little bit of spike in COVID in Daggett County. Like, it's up more than it's not quite as high as the one spike, but it's up some.
What makes a spike for us in numbers, roughly?
Like, I think, like 15.
Oh, really? Okay. Positive tests right now.
And, yeah, there's some that are.
And then recovering.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's still happening.
Still with us.
Does anybody else have any? The sheriff had another meeting, so he won't be with us.
I know, I don't know if it's EMS, EMT, or one of the other departments, but Sergeant Isaacson has some paperwork that'll probably be on next week's agenda to do with, I think it's the emergency preparedness stuff.
Okay.
So, just as a heads up. I haven't seen the paperwork. But Brian, he should be bringing you some paperwork so that it can be part of the packet and in the agenda next Tuesday.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Uh-huh. If by the end of this week you haven't heard from Leonard, maybe it'd be good to contact him before the agenda gets done all the way. I think Wednesday he has something he has to get signed. I think it's part of the, what do you call it?
LEPC.
LEPC stuff. And once it, or they finalize it at something Wednesday, and then he'll bring it to Brian for our agenda and sign signature. And then okay. He should be present when that comes forward. That's all I have for updates.
I guess there's a little bit of we'll get to the, there's some on the airports, but we'll get to it.
One quick thing on affordable housing. The engineers contacted me yesterday about our affordable housing plan. We approved one back in 2000. And so it's like woefully out of date. So that may be something in the future we want to talk about more.
Will that come through economic development first? Will that be an agenda item for economic development board?
Good question. I don't know.
I don't know if it applies or not relative to what we're talking about.
But we've had some discussion.
It wouldn't hurt to have them be on the same board as the commission on that.
Okay, something to think about. I don't know. I don't know what their agendas have been like or what is all the way within their realm or not. But
it's certainly something they should be aware of.
Or at least informed about whether or not we're asking for a recommendation or not.
Right.
I know we need to reach out to that. Now, those names of those people that were at that Monday meeting, there's quite a bit of help available for us as far as through the state.
Yeah.
But that's something we need to reach out on. And
so, Brian, is that something that after that meeting with the folks Friday, is that something they would help us with in terms of getting that plan up to date? Not knowing what's out of whack, is it technical stuff? I don't understand the engineer part of it. Or is it dates, times, programs?
Well, just on the from CIB, they've got our application, and so they asked for that information.
Oh, the application for the application for the water system?
Correct.
Oh, okay. I thought you said affordable housing, but it's...
No, it is, but...
It's affordable housing information.
Yeah. And the CIB applications ask about if we have a plan, and so I provided them that we do have a plan, but it's out of date.
Well, we can only give them what we got them, right, for right now. But so yours is a heads up that we should probably update the plan?
Correct, exactly.
Okay.
Will you send us a copy of that plan, Brian?
Oh, this is for you.
I'm still looking for the original plan.
I thought you sold it to me.
Okay, it's for me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So is that something you can kind of help coordinate? So it's the...
Hey, take this.
Our CIB application for the water treatment
for next week
illuminated the fact that our affordable housing plan is out of date. We still can only give them the plan we have. We don't want to hold up our application for water treatment necessarily. Is that right, Brian? But this is a heads up that we should get it updated sooner than later.
Correct.
Okay.
And then...
and they're not actually even asking for the plan. They just want to know that we have one.
Oh.
So...
Okay.
I haven't found it yet, but I will try... somewhere I've got it. I just got that email from Ryan Meyer last night. So.
Okay. And you'll work with Brandy on it? To provide it to her, and she'll kind of coordinate getting that pulled together?
Yep, sounds good.
Good.
Brian, do you want to bring that up about the getting paperwork and everything in place for the other water system, the other water tank funding, getting that taken care of?
Sure. So I got an email from Heather Patti last week. She's with the Division Drinking Water, and they're trying to close out that previous water tank grant loan thing. And so I talked to Trevor this morning, and he'd like to get with you, Jack, and Carrie on that. He had said that she thought we were doing the source protection plan, and Trevor said that the SCADA update with the computer was what he was thinking. So I've asked Heather to contact him directly to follow up on that.
Okay, and then we'll need to have Chris Clark in the middle of it, because he's been our best contact with drinking water in terms of project and paperwork. If you'll just make a note of that. All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Do you have any other updates, Matt? I guess not.
You're fine. I don't have anything more to talk about.
I'm just going to bring up we've got a meeting coming up with the doctor at the clinic, right?
Mm-hmm. Dr. B is going to be meeting with, I've invited all of the commissioners. I know that all of you can't make it, but I think I've got Randy committed. I invited Carrie as well, just because she's HR. But we do have a meeting with Dr. B on Monday the 21st at 1 p.m. to go over the survey and kind of the information that we've been able to gather through the survey and see if we can't come up with a way to kind of help fix and address and come up with solutions of the concerns of the, you know, the county residents who have a lot of very valid points. So.
Okay, yeah, I think